Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it's me, Danko, on Your Money, and it's that time of the hour where we get our daily dose of Money and Me. Well, on today's episode, we turn our attention to insurance and more specifically, the changing consumer trends when it comes to insurance in Singapore. Now, if there's something good that we can take out of the COVID-19 pandemic, that's the acceleration of digital transformation across all various businesses. And when you think about it, almost all of Singapore went digital when the pandemic hit. I mean, look around you. We've got the rise of digital banking that's making it easier for us to manage our funds, e-payments to ease the process of making purchases, and even telemedicine, which is offering a seamless medical care in the form of online medical consultations. And almost all of that can be done with just a smartphone. But unfortunately for one industry, it's been long criticized for being a dinosaur when it comes to digitization. And yes, you guessed that right, it's the insurance industry. Even when, you know, they launched their digital insurance platforms 5 years ago, those platforms were still far from fully digital. And in fact, shockingly, over 90% of the insurance market is still not digitized. Well, lucky for us, today we'll be speaking to a very special guest who's got big plans to make this change and address the changing wants and needs of consumers in the insurance space. So without further ado, let's welcome on the show Dave Patil, Head of Insurance at Bubblegum. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dan. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm doing very well.
Wonderful. It's my pleasure. Well, Dave, we've got lots to break down today, so let's get right into it. Now, to start off, I mentioned earlier that the insurance industry had made efforts to go digital for the last decade. So why then has the digital penetration remained so low?
So great question, Dan. First, I wanted to take a quick step back and answer a question that we get all the time at Bubblegum, which is, why are we called Bubblegum? So when you think of buying insurance, when most people think of insurance, there's a lot of anxiety and worry and stress associated with the typical insurance buying experience.
Right.
So we call ourselves Bubblegum to be the very antithesis of the typical insurance buying experience. So okay. Bubblegum is vibrant, it's colorful, it's fun, and we want to make insurance exactly that. Hmm. So when it comes to digitization, we have Bubblegum being at the forefront to create an easy and painless experience. And at the end of the day, that Bubblegum, that digitization, it's all about value, transparency, and trust. So with Bubblegum, those are our three core pillars, and a lot of insurance companies talk about this as well, but I want to give you some real examples.
Right.
So when it comes to value, which I think is the most important thing for most of the people listening today, for car insurance especially, we're the only ones in the market to offer coverage for engine and gearbox breakdowns. So very different from your typical comprehensive car insurance.
Right.
We also have warranty benefit embedded, only one in the market.
Right.
And that's because we understand that this is a huge concern for our consumers, and it's a big gap when it comes to car insurance. So we wanted to solve that problem.
Hmm.
And another great example of value, especially now that travel is really picking up and all this revenge travel, is when you're buying travel insurance, which is pretty much mandatory nowadays, you have to be covered for COVID-19.
Yep.
So many of the travel insurance policies in the market now, they're capitalizing on this, and they're essentially making consumers pay for additional top-ups or additional riders to their insurance plan for COVID-19 coverage. But at Bubblegum, COVID-19 coverage is a given. It's just part of the plan. So we make it we have a very simple policy that covers what's really important for travelers. So you don't have to worry about analyzing the fine print. Mm. And it comes at an exceptional price. So I think all those things are only possible with digitization.
Right. Okay, so before we dive deeper into what Bubblegum is all about, I actually want to get an overview of the challenges and struggles that are faced by industry players when it comes to digitizing insurance. I mean, we're seeing over 90% of the insurance market still not digitized.
So you're right. The insurance industry has been digitizing parts of the insurance buying process and claims process over the years. But at Bubblegum, we're trying to make the entire process digital. So in insurance, you have purchasing, policy management, and claims. And when it comes to insurance companies, they have a lot of legacy, I guess, legacy systems that keep them from digitizing.
Right.
Bubblegum, we are brand new, and we started from the ground up as a tech, insurtech company. So we're able to digitize things with technology first, whereas these legacy industries have to kind of play catch up and go back and fix their systems that have been running for the last 20 years to make them digital.
Okay, so now can you talk to us about the trends that you're seeing and hearing on the ground as well? I mean, what are some consumer trends when it comes to insurance in Singapore and how has it evolved over the years?
Digital is one, as you mentioned, especially with COVID-19. Yep. Face-to-face is something that people are not as worried about anymore. So at Bubblegum, we're fully digital, but we, more so than digital, our true goal is to be wherever our customers need us. So like if you want to buy car insurance at 3 a.m., no problem. Hmm. You don't need to talk to an agent or anything. You just download our app. You can purchase in just a few minutes with all of our integration.
Right.
But also if you have a question about your policy, we have experts standing there to answer the question. So you send us a WhatsApp message, you give us a call, we can answer any question you have. And more importantly, when it comes to claims, which is the reason anyone buys insurance, we're there as well too, to help you answer any questions and make sure that you understand the process and everything is smooth.
Right. And, you know, I'm actually quite curious to know, is claiming digitally really possible? Because so it gets a bit confusing when it's done online, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So digital means a lot of things to different people.
Yeah.
But to us, it means being available for our customers whenever they need us and however they need us.
Mm.
So it's a mix between digital, but having people. So again, like value, transparency, and trust are our three core pillars. So I talked a bit about value with our car insurance, warranty benefit, and travel insurance, COVID protection. But when it comes to transparency, it means our policies are super understandable and very consumer friendly.
Right.
So there's no technical jargon, no complex legal terms. What you see is what you get, and we make it very clear. And I think the most important part when it comes to insurance is trust. Mm. So that's where the human element really plays a part. So when it comes to trust, Bubblegum is actually part of Money Smart Group.
Right.
So the folks that Singaporeans have been turning to for the past 13 years to compare for personal finance products. So we literally have 13 years of consumer insights and studies, and that's exactly what we're building Bubblegum insurance products around. So digital first, to be able to save money for our consumers and be there when you need us, but also having the human element so that the trust is there and you know and you feel very comfortable with what you're buying.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I agree with that. There's a lot of ambiguity when it comes to insurance, and I think sometimes transparency tends to be an issue. Now, if you're just joining us, we're in conversation with Dave Patil, Head of Insurance at Bubblegum, talking all things insurance and the consumer trends that he's seeing when it comes to insurance in Singapore. Dave, let's just dive right into a little bit more into Bubblegum. You know, it's a digital insurance platform for the digitally savvy. It launched back in October, and it offers a suite of car and travel products designed to give consumers more bubble for their buck. Bubblegum promises price competitiveness without trade-offs. So how are you able to live up to this promise without having to compromise on important entitlements?
It really goes back to what we were talking about before, which is digitization.
Right.
So we've built from the ground up very recently InsurTech stack that saves the entire industry and wherever we play a lot of money, because we don't have people kind of processing or doing all this back-end work. Everything is automated and digital, and that actually saves a lot of money in the entire process.
Mm.
So with what we save through digitization, we're able to pass that savings on to our customer. And the end goal, again, like value, transparency, and trust, it's a factor from digital, but it's also from our ability to understand our consumers with 13 years of data and understanding what consumers really want, to create products that fit the needs of what people actually want at a price that they deserve. So very competitive, no trade-offs, and transparency, right? What you see is what you get.
And now I understand as well that you are Singapore's newest insurance player. How difficult was it to break into this sector, especially when you're faced with big industry players who have been around for quite a while?
Great question. So again, it comes back to the consumer. So they're always looking for better value. Mm. At Money Smart Group, we are the biggest financial portal where when people want to compare products. So we do understand, we have that customer insight, and it gives us the ability to create something that customers truly want.
Mm.
So what we've seen is when we create what consumers actually want, it makes it easier for us to gain their trust and then build our business, which allows us to kind of provide more products to provide more people with better value insurance products.
Right. Fascinating. Now, Bubblegum is also aimed at the younger generation of digital natives who prefer to do their own research on sites like Money Smart. And that leaves me with one question. Do you have any plans to perhaps expand this service to the folks of the older generation, like those who are less tech savvy?
Absolutely. So initially when we started, we had the perception that Bubblegum would be a big hit for the younger digitally native
yep.
consumers. But what we've actually seen is that Gen X and even older generations are very much excited about our platform and our product offerings. And I think maybe this is driven by COVID and like lockdowns and everything, but we're already a large part of our market is actually older generations. Anyone who can use a phone or go on the internet, go shopping, everyone's used to it nowadays. So we've kind of organically found that consumer base. But also as we go further, we have more plans to have human connection to service all the customers that are interested in Bubblegum.
Right. Wonderful. Now, I noticed also that Bubblegum has a strong focus on car and travel products, as you mentioned earlier. How were this selected, and any plans to maybe offer those in the health coverages as well?
Great question. So this is just the beginning. Our end goal is to have products that meet the needs of all of our customers.
Mm.
So right now, we're actually working on many more products. So we have domestic helper insurance, home insurance, personal accident, right. health insurance, term life insurance, critical illness insurance, pet insurance. So car and travel were just the first ones, but we're currently working on this entire suite
right.
of personal insurance products. So anything most people need will be at the tap of a button.
Wow. That's wonderful, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. Now, Dave, one final question before I let you go. How do you see the insurance industry evolving here in Singapore, and what's next for Bubblegum?
So the insurance industry, it's a very old industry. I hope that digitization takes more of a front focus for most companies. So at the end of the day, consumers are the ones who win. And I want everyone who's listening, who's interested, especially travel or car insurance, if they're interested in finding more about and really understanding the value that our products offer, they can visit our website at bubblegum.co, or they can download our app. It's called Bubblegum Insurance. It's available on the App Store and Google Play Store. And I believe this is just the beginning of something really big. And the entire team at Bubblegum is super excited about where we're going.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Dave, for joining us this morning on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. And we've been speaking with Dave Patil, Head of Insurance at Bubblegum, to talk everything about insurance and the importance of digitization.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.